It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate. Good Saturday morning to everyone. We are going to kick off hour two. I'm Ashley Camrath, and here with Johnny Rogers.
Morning.
Good morning. Casey Studdard is out at Whitfield's and also down at Twisted X Brewery in Dripping Springs, Texas this morning and afternoon for the Texas Independence Day Crawfish Boil. So y'all be sure to get down there and check him out. But Whitfield's will be open. Someone just texted in and said, what time does Whitfield's close? So when they sell out.
When they run out.
Yeah, when there's no more BBQ. So
it usually gets into 2 or 3 o'clock.
Typically 2 to 3, I think, is when he sells out.
Starts winding down.
Get there early. 11:30 is when he opens up. Congratulations to the Studdard family. Just announced they are expecting their third. And if you want to be a part of the show, please feel free to text us at 512-337-3776 or give us a call, 512-447-3776. And you can always follow us along. Or follow along, rather, on all of our social mediums at Big Ugly Tailgate. For you Aggies, that's B-I-G. Just kidding. Morning, Johnny.
Morning. We're joined with Mr. Jamie Frazier as well.
Hello.
How you doing, bud?
Jamie's tired.
He's tired.
He slept horribly
last night.
Why?
I don't know.
Why the bad sleep?
I have no idea.
A little upset? Little boo-boo tummy?
No. Just couldn't get to sleep. Rottweiler, like, wakes me up every...
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
What time should get you up in the morning?
4:40.
Is it every day?
4:45. Every day. 4:40. We're going for a walk.
Huh.
There we go.
Just cruising the streets of East Austin?
That's right. We're off. Yeah.
Good for you, though. You look great. Both of you. Like, everybody's really trim this time of year, which typically, you know, it's the fluffy time.
Yeah. Well, during the COVID year... I mean, you could either go one in a couple of different directions,
yep.
right? You know,
yep.
So I just decided to start eating better.
Good for you.
And working out occasionally and, you know, doing some acupuncture.
I feel like everyone at the station, everyone's trimming up.
Is that acupuncture work?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, it's a different form of medicine, but I've got a great gal up, and she's up in North Austin, and do a lot of body work stretching as well, too, because... You know, as you get older, muscles don't like to move the same.
What do you do the acupuncture for? Your back? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whole body. They do some cupping, which is great. It's a different kind of sensation, but, you know, leave some huge suction marks on your back.
Yeah.
I went out, I got some cupping done last, you know, a while ago, and, you know, went out to my brother's lake house, and the kids were there.
Oh, no. So you're swimming.
And my youngest niece, little Harper, she was like, did an octopus get you?
Oh.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Yep.
She's like, are you okay?
That's what
I was
happened.
Like, what are you talking about? She's like, your back. I was like, oh, no, that's a, you know, it's a blood flow thing. She had no idea what that meant, but she thought I got attacked by an octopus.
Kids say the darn. So we have an American Sniper movie poster because Jake was in the film at the very end of it. And we have an American Sniper movie poster in the upstairs of our house. And the 4.5-year-old was standing there talking to me the other day, and he said, so, is this just my dad flying on a lovely bird? And what it is, it's a picture of Bradley Cooper standing with an American flag flying in front of him.
Gotcha.
But the way the flag is kind of full, he says, is this just my dad flying on a lovely bird? And I'm like, yep, sure is.
That's it. Nailed it.
Little bird called Freedom. They just say the darndest things.
Love them.
That's like Casey was talking about last week. He said, you know, they put their words in different places. And
right.
Y'all are expecting. The Rogers family is expecting here pretty soon.
Yeah, we're going to have a little baby girl in the household coming up here in a couple months. So Jeff and his wife are expecting their first. So it'll be interesting to see my brother Jeff as dad.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
I've seen him be very protective over my nieces and nephew. And, you know, it's a side you don't necessarily see, you know, but of him. But he's definitely softened up. The girls have definitely softened him up a little bit. So
now, is he your brother going to West Coast, or is he your brother in Chicago?
This is brother in Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Cardinals.
You're with the Cardinals.
Yeah. So he'll be think he's coming back next week. Maybe watching Texas has its pro day next Wednesday or this upcoming Wednesday.
What do you think about Herman going to be an analyst?
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Have fun, Tom. We're out of there. Beat it. You know, I special assistant of special projects?
I don't know.
What is it? What is Tom Herman's special project? Can we talk about that? What is was he coming in to do trick plays? What is he advising Nagy? I don't know.
Mama said if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything nice.
Good luck, Tom.
Best of luck to you. Someone texted in and said, where do you go for cupping? I need to get my high school pitchers in ASAP.
Go to it's Ovation Acupuncture. That's who I use.
Okay.
Jessa, she's fantastic. One of the best I've ever gone to. There are a lot of those places, a lot of the, I'm trying to, it used to be called Train for the Game. They do a lot of that stuff as well.
They do it at most, all like massage therapists. They have cupping all the time and hot stones.
Yeah, but it gets blood circulating in the area, and man, it makes you feel a lot better afterwards.
All that good stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm all about that. So we clearly have some new texters on the text line. Someone texted in and said, main character on Outlander is named Jamie Frazier.
Ooh.
The very first thing I said when I heard your name.
That's the only time. I mean, every now and then somebody goes, oh, Jamie Frazier, Outlander. I'm like, I've never seen the thing. I was in, I was coming back from Iraq, and I ended up going through Dublin, and I went military, left Dublin, then I caught a commercial flight, and I came up, and I was going back on Continental. At the time, I was a pilot for Continental, and so I had my ID, and my real name's James, but, and I go...
Which was his, too.
Well, yeah, but I go up there, show my ID, see if I can get bumped up to first class, and the girl grabs my ID and goes, and she grabs the other girls behind the desk, she's like, come here. It's Jamie Frazier. Like, I don't know who the hell this guy is. This Outlander.
He's
that's
a character.
On.
I've heard the show Outlander. I've heard a bunch of people talk about that recently.
Okay. Y'all know how much I love Scotland and Ireland. Yeah. So it's all about Scotland in the 1700s, the Battle of Culloden. It's it was actually written by Diana Galbardron, I believe is her last name, as a practice, quote unquote, practice book. She decided she wanted to become an author, and so she decided to write a quote practice, and this was her practice. And I believe there are 10 books in the series total, 10. And I'm not really into sci-fi or anything like that, but it's a time travel.
Okay.
So the main character, Claire, is she's from England, and she's recently gotten married. And she and her husband are honeymooning in Scotland. You know, it's a quick train ride, as you know, from London up to Edinburgh. And they go up there, and this is like 1940s, I believe, because she was a nurse in World War II. Sure enough, they go up there. There's these magic stones. It's this place called Craignadoon. She winds up getting transported back to the 1700s Scotland, which you can imagine. I mean, it's savage.
Yeah.
It's savage. It's clan.
Is that William Wallace era?
I believe he was right after that. So the Battle of Culloden was 17... Anyway.
You got me.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the exact dates, but it's 1700. So, and some of it is really in line with, historic.
What was going on.
Yeah.
The time travel.
But it's Fort William. It's, you know, the English persecuting the Highlanders and, you know, what the Scottish went through. But again, the Scottish, you know, the Highlanders were... You know, women are property and this and that. And so here's this lady that came from nowhere. And the big thing back then, too, was witches. You know, if anyone practiced medicine, they were a witch or witchcraft.
Right.
And so, of course, she is a doctor in modern day, quote unquote, modern day 1940s time. And so she knows how to save people. And she knows, like, if only I had penicillin.
Like, are they calling her like the witch or something like that?
So there's all kinds of things that happen. Well, then, of course, her husband in modern day was... a historian. So he knew all about his family lineage and his family history. Well, she wound up running into one of his ancestors who is not a good person.
Ah.
So bumper sticker, bottom line, she winds up getting herself caught in between both worlds. And she falls in love in both worlds. And it's a great story.
Interesting.
It's a great
story. I'll check it out.
There's a couple of episodes at the end of season one I wouldn't watch. Because I couldn't stomach them.
Yeah, I've heard somebody in the show is a really bad person.
That would be the ancestor.
Gotcha.
Jack Randall.
Have you guys ever watched that comedy soccer? It's like Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
Lasso?
It's the best.
I've never seen it.
Bro, it is hands down, my favorite show on television.
Is it really? Really?
Oh,
what
my
is
gosh.
It? Ted Lasso?
Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
It's Jason Sudeikis, and he is a American football coach. He's the head football coach at Wichita State. And it's almost kind of like Major League in a way, mm-hmm. because there's an English premier team over in England, London, and her husband, you know, cheats on her and all this stuff. And the only thing he loves is his soccer team. So she wants to destroy it. So she hires an American football coach to come over and run the Premier League team. And it is absolute hilarious. He's like talking during the game. He's talking to the ref and he was like, how is that offsides? And the ref's like, what? And he goes, no, really, explain it to me. I don't know, understand. And so it's a good way to kind of introduce America to English Premier Soccer and the European Soccer Leagues. It is fantastic. Great show. I would highly encourage anybody to watch it.
Interesting.
Ted Lasso. I believe it's on Apple Plus.
Okay. Yeah,
and they're shooting season two right now.
He just won an Emmy for it, I think.
Yeah, he had a great, Golden Globe.
Golden Globe. Okay.
Yeah, he had a good, everyone shows up in like the suits and all that kind of stuff. Sudeikis shows up in a hoodie. Pretty sure, and he just mumbled over his words. There was a lot of talk that maybe he had, been smoking a little bit before he took down that award.
That's hilarious, though. Yeah. That's a great premise for a show.
I got to give a quick shout out. My brother, I talked earlier, Jay and, mm-hmm. and Rock are on a cross country trip now, and they're in Amarillo right now, going through the great state of Texas.
By morning.
So had a list. They dialed or they got the app, the Horn app, mm-hmm. where you can just click the button, listen live. So shout out to my nephew Rock going on a cross country tour with Dad.
That's awesome. Great.
And I'm pretty sure Jay's going to, in Amarillo, I think he's got a steakhouse he was going to try to introduce Rock to.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to remember the name of it. My mom would know. Oh my gosh.
Oh, by the way, the name of that.
I'm thinking of the one in Abilene.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the big 76er.
Yeah.
The big
that
Texan
legit.
Steak. Welsh Sport was the name of that
Train for the game
place over there in Westlake.
That's where you can go in and get the
Jordan Polina, those guys over there, fantastic. Go check them out. Well Sport.
To continue the trend of being all over the place, I have to give a shout out to Mama Grumbles because it's her birthday today. Tim Grumbles, our good friend, native South Austinite, who actually came and was on the show with us about a year ago. My lifelong good friend, his mama's birthday today, too.
You see the shirt I'm wearing right now?
I do.
I got a Texas shirt on today.
Is that cricket?
No, this is from the UT golf course. Lisa Kaufman out there was nice enough to send me one of these shirts. And
nice.
It's the most comfortable polo I've ever had. And, it's a nice Texas shirt.
You never see like a blue shirt with like a burnt orange.
Yeah, it's a blue polo and it's got Texas written in burnt orange. They've got a good selection out there at the UT golf course. That's a fun place to go play golf, too.
It really is.
Have you guys ever taken the trip out to Chisas Mountains? It's a Big Bend.
No.
Never?
Yes. So my grandparents lived in Fort Davis for 16 years.
I've been to the Chisos boot operation on South First.
No, yeah. We're going to go out there with Will Roman.
Chief Texan?
The Chief Texan.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're going to go out and they're going to shoot some stuff. We're going out there for 4 days, do the Terra Lingua, Marfa. And,
you've got to go by Lajitas.
Lajitas.
You got to go by Lajitas.
What is that like? Is that like an 8-hour drive out there?
I think so.
So it is. And it's once you pass Junction or Sonora, like just strap in. I hope you have a good podcast or something to listen to.
Other than the Prada store?
Yeah, exactly. In Marfa.
Yeah, I want to stop by the Prada. Yeah.
I was so bummed when I found out it was just a storefront. Like, I don't own anything Prada.
It's an art
installation. I never will own anything Prada because... Yeah. What a waste of money. It's just a storefront. Someone said my dad lives in Terlinga.
There you go.
Terlinga.
So my grandparents lived on Arabella Mountain in the Fort Davis Mountains, which is about, 16 miles from Fort Davis, the town. But the McDonald Observatory is out there. And it gets so dark out there. You've heard of the Marfa Lights. But it gets so dark out there, you can literally see the Milky Way. It's so
awesome,
clear, and that's why the University of Texas put the observatory out there. It's just if you haven't been out there and explored that little niche,
I've never gotten out to Marfa before.
Yeah.
So Marfa, Fort Davis, and Alpine are a triangle, all within about 30 minutes of each other, and it is beautiful country.
Nice. I'll have to check that out. I've got a good friend that just bought a an art studio in Marfa.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Warrick Armstrong, good local artist.
Cool.
And yeah, he's opening up his, that's where he's going to sell all his art.
So Fort Davis is still kind of a don't blink or you'll miss it town. Alpine is cowboy. I mean, it's country. Sol Ross State University mm-hmm. is in Alpine. And then Marfa has become this really hip New York
El Cosmico
place to live. And the Gage Hotel is out there. It's beautiful. So a lot of history out there.
What are y'all doing out there?
We're going to shoot a lot of just shots because Cheesa's Beach, Cheesa's Mountains Boat.
We're doing a photo shoot.
Yeah, we're going to do... doing some, just go hiking, just check it out. There's so many, much stuff. I've never
There's
been out there.
So much stuff. Yeah, you got to go by Harry's Tanaha in Alpine. Harry's an old German guy, and he started this little watering hole, and it's just like the funnest pub you'll ever go to in West Texas, in the middle of nowhere.
Can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great trip. I love West Texas. You either love it or you hate it.
As long as I don't have to drive and I can just sleep in the back.
I've had a couple bad experiences in Lubbock. I'm good.
Lubbock's different. Lubbock's not. This is like West Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Check it out, Johnny.
Lajitas has a pretty awesome golf course.
Lajitas has an amazing golf course. It's right on the border of Mexico.
Is it one like in Texas and you hit into Mexico?
Correct. They have a nice resort.
Do you have to take your passport to go?
They have a nice resort. They have a great spa.
Yeah.
They have, it is a really nice, one of the Dixie Chicks actually got there. I mean, got married there. Sorry. I love Lajitas. It's phenomenal.
Alrighty.
Horseback riding.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We are going to take another quick commercial break. Thanks for listening to Big Ugly Tailgate right here on the Horn on a Saturday.
Amarillo by morning,
heaven
from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
Ashley's favorite. She's holding back tears again. We got an emotional morning here on the Horn. Thank you for listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and on thehornfm.com.
Just keep that playing, John. Keep it playing. If y'all want to weigh in, please feel free to text us.
I wonder, because it is morning, I wonder if my brother's kind of secretly Amarillo by morning to rock. He's trying to introduce rock to some George Strait. Maybe that was his angle by getting to Amarillo in the morning.
How old is rock?
Rock is 10 years old.
Why would he just now be introducing him to George Strait?
Well, he's never lived in the South.
This doesn't mean you had...
But
music is music.
I take that back. I promise you, Jay has played George Strait a ton.
Okay.
In the house. But Mama's a New Orleans gal.
Oh, she likes the...
Oh, yeah. She grew up in that No Limit era.
Yeah.
Are they taking their time to get out there?
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, the girls got the plane. They got the fly over. That's kind of what we do in our family. Like, a lot of times when my folks go down to Florida, Mom gets to take Southwest and Dad takes the truck, and he'll be there in a couple days.
Hey.
Nice.
Both
nice.
Great
a little gentlemanly thing to do.
Yeah.
I think so.
Both great ways to get down there. We flew down to Florida and picked up Jake's little brother. He's at college right now over there. We picked him up and drove him back to Shreveport for them.
Nice.
It's a nice little drive.
Yeah. Good road trip. Love me a good road trip.
Y'all be sure to text in 512-337-3776 and follow us on all of our social media at Big Ugly Tailgate. I mean, yeah. So speaking of favorites, there it is. Tombstone, favorite movie ever. Amarillo by Morning. It's my favorite song of all time.
This is your morning.
This is it. I remember
What else can we do to make this more of your morning? What do we need to do?
Wait, it's already been done. There's so many people weighing in on the text line. We love hearing from you, for sure. And so...
You got a couple of Croys. You got a smile on your face.
Got my coffee. Beautiful day in Austin, Texas.
Ooh, don't get much better than that.
I know. Got to hang with the
niece
yesterday.
Actually, it does. You can go down out to the Twisted X Brewery.
That's going to be a great event.
And the Texas Independence Day Crawfish Boil.
Yes. Casey
Studdard cooking the bugs.
Have you ever had his crawfish?
I think I did about 2 years ago.
When he used to do them at Moon Tower?
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all, they're so good.
It's just, I can't wait to get into it. Like, I've been Pavlov dog just drooling at the mouth waiting for good crawfish.
I'm just glad you brushed your hair this morning.
Yeah, it looks, got a little wave going, a little COVID curl.
You're so playing that up. Check out my waves, girl.
That's it.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, Tombstone, people are just texting in the one-liners. There's this one part where Doc Holliday is Val Kilmer is standing there, and the actress gets off, you know, the cart or whatever she came into town on, and she steps off, and she and Wyatt lock eyes, and then as if on cue, because he was on cue, Val Kilmer steps in, and he said, "Well, an enchanting moment." And it just, like, made me laugh so hard I rewound it and played it again. It's great dialogue. He saw her at the theater, and Wyatt said, "I'll be damned," when she reveals that she's the devil in Faust.
Mm-hmm.
And Wyatt said, "Indeed you will, if you're lucky."
If you're lucky.
"I'll be damned." Texas Independence Day, a great short read is "What It Means to Be a Texan" by Bum Phillips. It'll make your heart proud. Oh,
I haven't read that.
Oh, you haven't?
Mm-mm.
All right, we'll bring that up. We'll play that next segment. You want to see the waterworks?
Yeah.
I'm having
and
my
now,
moments
And now we
in
talk
here.
About your favorite book, probably.
The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell.
That is true. Yeah, you're a big Tipping Point fan.
I love that
You've been
book.
Talking about that for like 20
Decades.
Years.
Yeah, I know. It's such a great book.
I know, it is. It is. But it's also a book of hard work.
Yeah.
10,000 hours, is that right?
That's actually Outliers.
Oh, gotcha.
That's his other book, Outliers. So he has Blink, which is all about your gut and intuition and why you should follow it, but also Don't Play Into Stereotypes. Tipping Point is about the people in your life and how to best, not in a bad way, but how to best use the people in your life. So mm-hmm. you've got connectors, you've got mavens, and like, okay, so if I'm opening a new restaurant, I know I'm going to take it to Johnny because I know Johnny's going to tell 20 people about
right.
it. Whereas I might take it to Sally, and Sally will just come and bring her family one time and eat.
Yeah.
No, Johnny's going to make sure that, you know, so.
Well, and I'm going to post it up on the gram.
Exactly.
You know, you're going to give it some hype. Yeah,
I am too.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Mine too. Put me in a room with 200 people. I want to go meet everyone and know their story and then, you know, see who else in my life I can connect them with to help better their life.
Well, I'll tell you one group I got connected with here in Austin that we've got some really exciting things happening. Icon 3D Printing Homes, Ashley.
Okay, so I've been meaning to talk to you about this because I was in the home building industry for 7 years.
Yep.
I worked for D.R. Horton on a national level. They've been America's number one home builder for 18, 19 years now. So I know a lot about home building, the process, and construction. I didn't know until I've heard you talk about it for weeks now. I didn't know exactly what it was until I went and finally I was like, okay, I got to find out what this 3D printing thing is. So
Yeah. Please,
for the folks, explain what is 3D printing homes?
Well, it's what you would imagine. There is a large scale 3D printer that basically pours concrete in a certain way. It kind of the way it comes out of the whatever you want to faucet or whatever it looks like, it kind of resembles what a smoothie a Frosty at Wendy's.
Yes, at Wendy's, yeah.
You know, it comes out like in that kind of deal, but it's concrete. And so what they're able to do is use this machine to print the base of the home, the first floor, and it creates, you know, separation in the wall so you can go in there with insulation afterwards. It is it's the technology of the future because literally you can print homes within, once it gets to scale, about 24 hours.
Okay.
The base of a home. The whole thing is not 3D printed. I think that's where a lot of people get it confused. Only the first floor uses the 3D technology to print an actual home.
So when he says it comes out like a Frosty, because I went and watched a video, because again, having been in construction, I wanted to say, okay, what exactly do you mean 3D print? So it is a machine that comes out just like a printer would.
Yes.
And it lays this concrete.
Yes.
Like you said, like a Frosty. I was thinking about like Play-Doh, like how you have like one of those long cylinder spigots that you
push
out.
Yeah, kind of similar.
Like Play-Doh. And it stacks it, almost like a log cabin.
That's exactly what it is.
Stacks it on top of each other,
yeah.
Around and around and around until it builds the wall up.
Correct.
And like having been in home building, I know we did this really tiny track home down in by Galveston years ago, and I think the fastest we ever built a home with Horton was like 12 days.
That's quick.
That is very, very quick.
Massively quick, right?
It was
for your traditional build.
Typically. And that was a tiny home track build, so we already knew every single piece that was going to go into that home. So just it's mind-blowing for me to hear you say you could build a home in 24 hours.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, a lot of people are like, well, is this machines are taking over? They're going to take the replace, you know, men and jobs and things like that. It's actually helping create jobs because you have to train people how to use these 3D printers.
Yeah, you have to have some, the human element still has to oversee the machine.
Yeah, still very much a human level on this. And right now what we've got going on East 17th Street, and you can go check it out at East 17th Street Residences.com, and 17 is actually 17 in there. But you can go there and check it out and see a little bit more about the project. We've got four homes coming to market. One just hit the market on Tuesday, and we've got incredible response.
Oh, I'm sure. This is cutting-edge technology.
Over 150 people reaching out, wanting to see it, wanting to learn more about what 3D printing really is. So we're bringing those to market pretty soon, the other bigger units.
Then Mobile Homes and Fishes oh, my gosh, they've done an entire tiny home, like on a 50-acre plot to help the homeless and house homeless, and the price is very low than stick built, and you know this is actually a solution, something that works instead of buying hotels. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean you can go at a much the city of Austin's buying hotels at stupid prices.
Right.
They don't even know what they're doing. But this, on the other hand, is a great solution. Think about this, like this is concrete homes. Okay, so think about areas that, are ravaged by hurricanes and tornadoes or earthquakes. They can go into those ravaged places and start printing homes right then and there.
So one of the things that I was thinking about earlier, because, again, having worked in the home building industry in Texas, knowing that our soil here does shift.
Yeah.
Concrete can be flexible.
Yeah.
It can bend a little bit.
A little bit.
I didn't know when I first started working in it. To a certain extent. But, Johnny, you were talking to me about the technology of this. You were talking to me about all the due diligence that has been done.
Yeah.
Obviously, on the front end of the building part, it's more efficient. It's more effective. But they're more durable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is concrete. Okay? High wind. I mean, the way that homes have been built, it has not changed. Like, everything else in the world has advanced technologically except for the way we build homes. It's been the same for the past couple centuries.
Right.
And now we've got the first ever, and this is the first ever for purchase 3D printed home in the world. Okay. Yes, they absolutely did. They printed six homes out of the Community First Village, the Mobile Loaves and Fishes community in East Austin run by Alan Graham. And if you've never been out to Community First Village, go see it. It is incredible. It's actual solutions. Imagine that, city council. Solutions to helping Austinites experiencing homelessness.
Right.
So now you've got a 3D technology company, and you think about the different ways that it can be utilized. I know, Jamie, you mentioned they've talked to NASA.
Yeah, this is something they want to be able to do.
And they've been tasked with building structure on the moon. I mean, think about that, guys. We're 3D printing homes. Like, speaking of your Outlander show and going back in time, could you imagine, telling people, yeah, we're 3D printing homes? What does that mean?
Right.
It's incredible. And again,
I had to look it up because I didn't know what it meant. Yeah. I kept hearing you talk about it, and I was thinking, okay, plans, concepts, what are we talking about here? No actual machines spitting out. Yeah, it's fascinating.
East 17. TH Street Residences, East 17th Street Residence.
Check
Street it out.
Spelled out?
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll put it up on the social.
Yeah, we'll
so
put it on
the social.
So you
guys can socials. Check it out.
But it's fascinating. I had to ask you about it because I've heard you talk about it, and I thought, okay,
well, we couldn't,
Austin
we,
is a cutting edge
yeah,
city.
Yeah, I had to kind of slow play it a little bit just because we weren't ready to really unveil everything to the masses till we were ready to go.
Johnny, you're always in the know.
And I'm just, telling you, the
what's it like?
The response
like,
that we've gotten
Johnny?
Is just incredible.
What's it like to always know what's coming?
It's fun. I'll keep you posted.
He walked in and he was like, yep, having dinner last night. And he started name dropping. And I was like, you're just too cool, Johnny. Okay.
Better wear your boots when you come around me. I'm dropping names like nobody's business.
The stuff's getting deep.
Indeed.
So, y'all, I have had this debate for decades.
What's that?
Someone texted in and said, sorry, but the chair is better than Amarillo by morning. I have had this debate over the years more times than I can
Chair
count.
Chair is a fantastic song.
Chair is a fantastic song.
But is it Amarillo by Morning?
No.
Okay.
Please text in 512-337-3776. I'm not saying we're going to go by the results of the text line unless they're in my favor, but Amarillo by Morning kicks the chair.
No pun intended.
Right.
No, I mean, there's not much better than George Strait, Amarillo by Morn. I mean,
I remember.
It is so good, it even overshadows his horrible performance in Pure Country.
He was great in Pure Country.
Get out of here.
There is no better scene in the films, in the pictures, than when George Strait has just gotten his butt whooped and he is laying on the ground, leaning up against a truck in the rain, and just looks up and smiles. Okay, see, someone just texted in and said Cowboy Rides Away and trumps them all. Someone said the chair, hands down. Come on.
You need some support here.
I know. Where are all my Amarillo by Morn at Marina Del Rey?
What was Buddy Jackson? Wasn't that Kyle Chandler?
Yeah.
In Pure Country? Yeah. That was like one of his first.
Yep, first roles.
No, that's
Coach.
Awesome.
I met him. He used to do some work for one of the charities that I used to be a part of, and just the nicest guy.
Yeah.
Huge heart for veterans.
He was wasn't he a volunteer fireman as well?
Like, I don't know.
I think when he was living out in Bastrop for a little bit, and I want to say somebody told me he was a volunteer fireman out there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else just said Cowboy Rides Away. Someone said Pure Country with Coach Tim Taylor of the Dillon Panthers. Exactly. Amarillo, all day long. Thank you, 830. All day long. If you don't like it, get your ass out of here.
Go on.
Get your ass out of here.
Sure is good bacon.
Oh, great film. Go on. Someone just said, go on.
Go on.
I seriously have had that conversation. I mean, I don't even want to know how much of my life I've wasted on that conversation, if the chair or Amarillo by Morning is better.
Well, anytime you get to talk about George Strait, it's a good day.
Grumbles texted in, Fool-Hearted Memory is actually George's best song. My yep. sister, chair wins, hands down.
Hillshan's chiming in, Amarillo by Morning all day.
Give it away. Hey, sorry, Ashley.
Hey, what time do the Mudbugs start out there at Twisted X? I believe, is it noon? Is it a noon kickoff?
I think it is.
Hill Adams was requesting the time.
Good morning, Hill.
What's up, Hill? Hill and
12
Hill.
12 to 5.
I got texted by two guys named Hill.
Oh, how funny.
What time?
12 to 5 today, Saturday, right. 12 to 5.
Yeah, get out there, Twisted X. Casey Stuttered cooking your Mudbugs for you. They got some live music going on. Plenty of cold Twisted X beer.
That's going to be awesome.
Is that where you're heading, Jamie Frazier?
No.
Where are you at? What does your afternoon look like?
I'm gonna go to bed.
Oh yeah, you're.
I'm beat.
Struggle bus.
You're so,
morning, huh?
You're so grumpy.
I am. I'm sorry.
Well, he's also been up for 6 hours already.
I'm just like beat.
You sure you weren't up playing Call of Duty too late?
No, I don't play Call of Duty.
My parents are going up to Cedar Park. They're going to this Rock and Rides thing. It looks like the peanut. You know the peanut that dresses with the top hat, Mr. Peanut, and like the Oscar
with,
Mayer
with a barnacle or the eye.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah. The barn.
Not the barnacle. What's it called? The monocle. Monocle. Not a barnacle, sorry.
He's got a barnacle on his eye.
Hasn't really helped his vision too much. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Arguing about the best Strait song is like complaining that your diamond shoes are too tight and your wallet won't fit all your hundreds. Fact.
That's good.
Text of the day right there. Fact.
Let me go back to that. Let's repeat that. Arguing about the best George Strait song is like complaining that your diamond shoes are too tight and your wallet won't fit all of your hundreds. That's about right.
It's
like arguing over what's the best pizza. It's pizza. Who cares?
Hey, what's the worst George Strait song? Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good question.
Or what are some of the ones that people don't that aren't as popular that people don't know about? There's a song that actually Tim McGraw cut it to, and now of course I can't remember what it was.
Baby Blue?
The Only Thing That I Have Left.
Okay.
If you haven't heard that one, that's a phenomenal song.
Okay, I thought you were going to say the opposite. Like that was the bad one.
No. That's a phenomenal. I just thought of that one.
There are, I'm sure, you know, George has had a couple that are like, There's always a couple
filler
songs.
Some of the
newer
ones like Twang. I'm going to get crucified for that. Twang. I wasn't a fan.
I think I stopped listening to George's new stuff about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got a couple good ones, but just give me his classics all day.
Luckiest Man in the World. Marina Del Rey. I mean, that's just classic.
And there's still plenty of fish in the bay, the texter was saying.
Baby Blue. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
Some good fishing down there.
Awesome. Captain Rhino. Blame It on Mexico.
Her Goodbye Hit Me in the Heart.
Oh, someone said True is George's worst song. Never Gonna Let You Go.
You know what? I think mine is Let Herself Go.
Oh, I love that song.
I think it's garbage. I think it's absolute garbage.
She let herself go on a single cruise.
Yeah, just cheesy, kitschy, sorry.
Her goodbye hit me in the heart. I'll say it. Strait doesn't have a song because he didn't write any songs. He just sings. Mm. I mean.
There's some truth to that.
Okay. He didn't write any.
Well, it's like saying Tom Brady's not a good football player because he didn't design the football play. He executed it the same way George Strait executed every single one of his fantastic songs.
Boom.
How you like me now?
There you go, Johnny. George Strait songs are like your kids. You love them all, but sometimes rather hear one more than the other.
That's funny. That may have been the text of the day.
Check Yes or No is one of his better ones. I love that one. People are, he didn't write any of them. No, Clay Blaker wrote some of them.
It's all right. We got to take a quick break. We will be back with more Big Ugly Tailgate right here on the Horn.
Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate. I'm Ashley Camrath in here with Johnny Rogers. We've got Jamie Frazier in the house with us sitting in.
Morning.
Talking about all things Texas. George Strait, the king of country music.
King.
The king. That's not the song we said, though. That's
March
a totally
2nd?
Different song.
March 2nd, Texas Independence Day?
March 2nd was Texas Independence Day. March 6th, 1836, the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas, fell as Mexican forces led by General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna stormed the fortress after a 13-day siege. The battle claimed the lives of all Texas defenders, nearly 200 strong, including William Travis, James Bowie, and Davy Crockett. May God bless the great state of Texas. So if you haven't heard Bum Phillips, What It Means to Be a Texan, we're going to read it to you real quick. Dear friends, last year I wrote a small piece about what it means to be a Texan. My friends know it means about damn near everything. Anyway, this fella asked me to reprint what I wrote, and I didn't have it. So I set out to think about rewriting something. I considered about writing about all the great things I love about Texas. There are way too many things to list. I can't even begin to do it justice. I've already got chills, Johnny.
You're holding back tears already.
Let me let you in on my short list. It starts with the window at Big Bend, which in and of itself is proof of God. It goes to Lake Sam Rayburn, where my granddad taught me more about life than fishing, and enough about fishing to last a lifetime. I can talk about Tyler and Longview and Odessa and Cisco and Abilene and Poteet and every place in between. Every little part of Texas feels special. Every person who ever flew the Lone Star thinks of Bandera or Victoria or Manor or wherever they call home as the best little part of the best state. So I got to thinking about it, and here's what I really want to say. Last year, I talked about all the great places and great heroes who make Texas what it is. I talked about Willie and Waylon and Michael Dell and Michael DeBakery and my dad and LBJ and Denton Cooley. I talked about everybody that came to mind. It took me sitting here tonight to read this stack of emails and thinking about where I've been and what I've done since the last time I wrote on this occasion to remind me what it is about Texas that is really great. You see, this last month or so, I finally went to Europe for the first time. I had never been, and I didn't too much want to go. But you know, all my damn friends are always talking about that time they went to Europe, so I finally went. It was a hell of a trip, to be sure. And they did when they saw me, was say the same thing. Before they'd ever met me. Hey, cowboy, we love Texas. I guess the hat tipped them off. But let me tell you what. They all came up with a smile on their faces. You know why? They knew for damn sure that I was going to be nice to them. They knew it because they knew I was from Texas. They knew something they hadn't even hit me. They knew Texans, even though they'd never met one. That's when it occurred to me. Do you know what's great about Texas? Do you know why, when my friend Beverly and I were trekking across country to see 15 baseball games, we got sick and had to come home after 8? Do you know why every time I cross the border I say, Lord, please don't let me die in blank? Do you know why children in Japan can look at a picture of the great state and know exactly what it is about the same time they can tell a rhombus from a trapezoid? I can tell you that right quick. You. The same spirit that made 186 men cross that line in the sand in San Antonio damn near 165 years ago is still in you today. Why else would my friend send me William Barrett Travis's plea for help in an email just a week ago? Or why would Charles Stanfield ask me to reprint a Texas Independence column from a year ago? Why would it make my friend Elizabeth say, I don't know if I can marry a man who doesn't love Texas like I do? Why in the hell are 1,000 people coming to my house this weekend to celebrate a holiday for what used to be a nation that is now a state? Because the spirit that made this nation is the spirit that burned in every person who founded this great place we call Texas. And they passed it on through blood or sweat to every one of us. You see, that spirit that made Texas is what's alive in all of us. Even if we can't stand next to a cannon to prove it, and it's our responsibility to keep that fire burning. Every person who ever put native Texan, or I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as quick as I could, sticker on his car understands. Anyone who ever hung a map of Texas on their wall or flew a Lone Star flag on their porch knows what I mean. My dad's buddy Bill has an old saying. He says that some people were forged of a hotter fire. Well, that's what it is to be Texan. To be forged of a hotter fire. You know that part of Colorado that was Texas, that part of New Mexico that was Texas, that part of Oklahoma was Texas? Yep, talk all you want. Part of what you got was what we gave to you. To look at a picture of Idaho or Istanbul and say, what the hell is that? When you know that anyone in Idaho or Istanbul who sees a picture of Texas knows damn good and well what it is. It isn't the shape, it isn't the state, it's the state of mind. You know what makes Texas? The fact that you would take 15 minutes out of your day to read this, because that's what Texas means to you. That's what Texas is. That's what makes Texas what it is. The fact that when you see the guy in front of you litter and honk, you think, son of a bee, littering on my highway? When was the last time you went to a person's house in New York and you saw a big map of New York on their wall? That was never. When did you ever drive through Oklahoma and see their flag waving on four businesses in a row? Can you even tell me what the flag in Louisiana looks like? I damn sure can't. But I bet my butt you can drive 20 minutes from your house and not see a business that has a Texas flag as part of its logo. If you haven't done business with someone called Altex or something Lone Star, somebody or another, or Texas such and such, you hadn't lived here for too long. And when you ask a man from New York what he is, he'll say a stockbroker, an accountant, or an ad executive. When you ask a woman from California what she is, she'll tell you her last name or her major. Hell, either of them might say I'm a Republican or they might be a Democrat. When you ask a Texan what they are, before they say I'm a Methodist or I'm a lawyer or I'm a Smith, they tell you they're a Texan. I got nothing against those other places, and Lord knows they've probably got some fine folks, but in your gut, you know just like I do, Texas is just a little different. So tomorrow when you drive down the road and you see a person broken down on the side of the road, stop and help them. When you're in a bar in California, buy a Californian a drink and tell them it's for Texas Independence Day. Remind the person in the club cube next to you that he wouldn't be here enjoying this if it weren't for Sam Houston. And if he doesn't know the story, tell him. When William Barrett Travis wrote in 1836 that he would never surrender and he would have victory or death, what he was really saying was that he and his men were forged of a hotter fire. They weren't your average everyday men. Well, that is what it means to be a Texan. It meant then, and that's why it means it today. It means just what all those people north of the Red River accuse you of thinking it means. It means there's no mountain that we can't climb. It means we can swim in the Gulf in the winter. It means that Earl Campbell ran harder, and Houston is bigger, and Dallas is richer, and Alpine is hotter, and Stevie Ray was smoother, and God vacations in Texas. It means that come hell or high water, when the chips are down and the good Lord is watching, we're Texans by damned, and just like in 1836, that counts for something. So for today at least, when your chance comes around, go out and prove it. It's true. Because we believe it's true. If you're sitting wondering what in the hell I'm talking about, then this ain't for you. But if it's the first thing you're going to do when the good Lord calls your number is find the men who sat in that tiny mission in San Antonio and shake their hands, then you're the reason I wrote this night. And this is for you. So until the next time you hear from me, God bless and happy Texas Independence Day.
That's pretty sweet.
That's good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I got choked up.
I got a little choked up too. Ashley's gotten choked up 4 or 5 times this morning already. I'm starting to kind of feel it.
That's it.
It's an emotional day for Texas.
Did you listen to Elon Musk on Joe Rogan? Did you hear when he was it's like basically telling you don't bring your California to Texas?
Yeah, leave your morals at the door.
Yeah,
yeah, no, but it's, I mean, it's true. I mean, I think that, you know, Texas and especially Austin's always been a very welcoming city.
Right.
You know, we want people to succeed. We want people to do right. But we also want, you know, there's a way that we do things down here.
Yep.
And usually it's the right way.
Agreed.
Well, except when we have a snowstorm.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, Texans and ERCOT, two separate things.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Clearly.
9 inches of snow changes things.
We just weren't prepared.
We don't know how to do that, Jamie. We don't know how to do that. Yeah. Take that stuff back up to the
Did you survive pretty good? Were you in town or were you out of town?
No.
So, she was up in Fort Worth.
Yeah,
in
Frisco.
Yeah, Frisco.
So we actually had 45 minutes on, 8 hours off. So that was our rolling
like
blackout.
Charging the phone and doing everything.
Are you in the car, like, charging stuff?
But no, because I had the blocks. I had, like, 8 blocks charged up. The power would come on, and it was like, scramble, you know, everybody to your
cook
post.
Something.
Yeah. Oh, microwave was going nonstop just to get a warm meal in your belly, you know.
Heat to 100 degrees.
Yeah, exactly. Well, then.
In our building, we had to turn all our major appliances off because our power grid was failing.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I had electricity, but.
So did your building have a generator?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, you were just one of the lucky downtown that still had power.
Yeah, half our building had power, half didn't. I was fortunate that I always had power, but they made everybody turn off, you know, washer, dryer, hot water heater. I mean, we lost, you know, we didn't have water for a couple of days. And I feel very fortunate. There were a lot of people who didn't have any power, any water, nothing.
I lost my power for 2 minutes. I was on.
Nobody likes to brag or Jamie.
I feel like I'm the grid. I'm the on the Dell Children's Hospital grid.
Okay,
so that's. I think that's what I think.
But I would also feel like you're the kind of guy. Who
I had
would
six
be prepared.
People. And I had 6 people in my house.
Yeah, so. I went to Jamie's.
Yeah, everyone's like. Apparently, no one in town knows. Only knows me that has a 4-wheel drive. It's come pick me up.
You were getting. Yeah, you were getting all the calls.
Yeah, and then you'd see all the Priuses stuck in the intersections. Yeah. with the Teslas.
Everyone keeps, again, here's Texas. The text line blew up while I was reading that. So that was actually Bum Phillips, what it means to
legendary
be a Texan.
Legendary football coach.
Bum Phillips, former coach of the Houston Oilers football team. So he actually wrote that. And that was the second one. He had written one the year before as well. But that one just really hit home. So thanks, y'all, for listening. Thanks, y'all, for listening. Yeah, a lot of texts on the text line. Thank you so much for texting, and we truly love to hear from you. And someone's still on the George Strait thing.
Nope.
L. Ray.
I don't know if I know L. Ray.
We
I don't know if I celebrate his entire catalog. Just up to about 10 years ago.
From Office Space.
What else y'all doing this weekend? We got the crawfish boil. We got Whitfield's barbecue.
We're going shooting.
Guns. Where do you go?
Pew pew.
Valley Mills.
Awesome.
Yeah, up there by Waco. My buddy's got my old flight surgeon for my squadron's got about 1,000 acres up there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. We all shoot.
I'm just taking. I have a new 300 blackout. So we're just going in there and just plunking.
Cool. Yeah.
Being the novice gun guy, what is a blackout?
300 blackout. It's a it's 7.62 by 3.5. It's kind of it's an AR platform,
okay.
So it looks like a AR-15.
Gotcha.
It shoots this 300 blackout.
Nice.
But, yeah. And
you dial it in, or you guys
No, we'll go dial it in, and I'm just gonna take up all my handguns, all my rifles, and just go out there and just plunk, just have a good time.
Well, because ammo is just so easy to get right now.
Johnny. I'm the guy that buys it when no one else is buying it.
Yeah,
and just
you
keep
are.
It. Yeah.
The hoarder over here.
We have a good friend because we were out. We got some new guns for hunting season and took the 10-year-old out for his first deer hunt. And he got $2 at my sister's ranch in Menard. And we didn't realize there was such a shortage of ammo. We have a good friend that loves making it. So he made us like hundreds of rounds.
And that's tough too, because now the caps you can't find. I mean, there's everything's
shortage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shortage.
Ivan chimed in. He said he just got a new LaRue Tactical 300 Blackout.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Great gun for hog killing.
Yeah, I've got a Wilson Combat, and I love it.
Nice.
Yeah, but yeah, they're great for hog hunting. They really.
I'm
are.
I'm learning about guns through Call of Duty.
Oh, Johnny!
You scare me, Johnny.
Hey, didn't NRA just announce that they're coming to Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're moving from New York?
New York.
I mean, that's a little
logical.
Long overdue, yeah.
Seems logical, yeah.
They're jumping all. They saw that Joe Rogan and the boys were coming, so they wanted to come down.
Yeah, everybody's coming. Yeah, why not?
Well, because of what I just read. Like, if you don't want to be a part of that.
I said, why not?
Yeah, I don't.
We've always loved.
You don't belong here.
I'm not fighting you.
No, I know you're not.
We've always loved Austin and known that this is a special place. The rest of the world's finally figured it out.
Yeah, but it's not just Austin, Johnny.
It's
Texas.
You're right. Absolutely, no question. Yeah. But Austin's a little bit different than everywhere else.
No, it's a lot different.
It's a lot different.
And we like it.
And he's going to know full well on your trip to West Texas, Jamie Frazier. I hope you have a blast out there in West Texas. Listen, we truly appreciate everyone tuning in every week to Big Ugly Tailgate. You know, without y'all, we wouldn't have this. And so thanks for everyone that chimed in today. That was Bum Phillips, one more time, what it means to be a Texan that we just read. Happy Texas Independence Day. Y'all get down to Dripping Springs. Go check out the Twisted X Brewery and Casey Studdard. And get some Whitfields before. Johnny, I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, I'll be busy trying to sell some real estate.
Yeah, some 3D printed houses.
3D printed homes going on Sunday.
Colonel's so coming cool. on the high ground right behind you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we hope y'all have a great show. Y'all be sure to connect with us online at all of our social mediums. Big Ugly Tailgate. We appreciate you.
Rock. Adios.